witchcraft, trying to figure out what she was supposed to do. Maybe I need to use my mind in order to make things? So she flicked her magic wand at a block of wood.
Beep, boop.
Nothing happened. I guess my magic wand doesn't work here.
Beep. Beep.
She heard a sort of beeping coming from the forest.
Beep.
It sounded like it was getting closer.
Beep.
And then
beep.
A long green creature with four stubby little green tentacles walked right up to her.
Oh, you're kind of cute.
Beep. 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 Beep.
Every time the little green creature beeped, it flashed red for just a moment.
Well, I think I'll call you a beeper. What do, you little beeper?
Beep, 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 beep.
I don't like the sound of this.
Pixicato flew away as fast as she could and...
beep, 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 boo!
And one last loud flash of green and red, the beeper was gone.
And that tree was knocked down. And a few more trees in the vicinity. And even some stone and ground had been tossed up in the air.
She flew back down to see if there were any signs of the beeper.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
It was the tiniest, cutest little thing you'd ever seen. And it fit in the palm of this tiny fairy's little hand.
Aw, thanks, little guy. I think now I could gather up this stuff.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
But with every beep, that little thing started to get just a bit bigger.
Maybe I should keep some distance from you. Beep.
And she gave it a toss.
Beep. Beep.
Okay, now I have wood and earth and stone. What am I gonna build? As she grabbed up all the resources around her, they started disappearing.
Oh, man. I wanted to build stuff with that. Where did it go?
She looked all around, but there was no sign of it.
Oh,
no wonder Pika, Snoo, and Snurtle tried to warn me of this game. It's really hard. But then she noticed a little button on her belt that had a word on it. What's an inventory? But when she pressed the button,
whoop,
suddenly she could see all the wood and dirt and stone she'd gathered right at her fingertips.
Okay, now I've got it.
She spent all day working with her resources, and by the time the sun went down, she held up her creation.
I've invented a dirty stone shovel of breaking. Yes!
She held up the shovel in the air. And the handle fell right off.
Oh, I'm no good at this game.
She used a little more wood to make a new handle. Then she took the rest of the night to dig a bunch of new holes and plant seeds for all the trees she'd chopped down.
Oh, but I should really plant 2 seeds for every tree I chopped down.
By the time she'd finished planting those seeds, it was already the next day. She flew back to where she'd first entered the game. That same blocky little chicken was still plucking about. Then Pixicato took out her magic wand and...
TV, me, and Minecraft make 3!
Oh no, my wand doesn't work here. But there was still a little silver disc floating upright in the air.
That must be the TV screen, but I can't get through it.
She knocked on the screen, but her hand wouldn't go through. She pressed her eyes up against it, and just barely, through a murky grayness, she could see her living room.
Oh no, my mom's must be worried sick.
But she couldn't see the fairies on the other side. In fact, when she looked at the clock in their living room, only 20 minutes had ticked by. Okay, for every day in Minecraft, only 20 minutes goes by in the real world. Folks at home, if her parents were gone for an hour and she'd already used up 20 minutes, how many more days could she spend in Minecraft world before her parents got back?
Okay, if an hour is 60 minutes and I just used up 20 minutes, that means I have 40 minutes left, so I've got only 2 days to get home.
Okay,
So in 2 days, I need to learn how to make a Minecraft magic wand. Oh, jeez. She was feeling really tired and hungry. She felt her belt tightening and looked down at it. Didn't there used to be a picture of like a chicken drumstick on this belt? Now it looks like it's disappeared. Let me just check my inventory.
She pressed the button on her belt again and bloop, her inventory didn't have any food. She turned around to that chicken again.
Hey, chicken?
It looked up at her warily. Back, back.
Oh, hi, chicken. I don't have any chicken legs in my belt, and I think that's important, so can you...
Suddenly, the chicken's eyes went wide. Back, back.
It turned around and flapped its stubby little wings, trying to fly away. Back,
back. And with each step, it dropped a tiny white cube.
An egg! Thank you, chicken!
Pixicato called after the slowly fleeing chicken and picked up those eggs. And bloop, 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 suddenly there were more chicken legs on her belt.
Oh, I feel so much better now. I think I'm really getting the hang of this.
Snarizard!
She heard a cry off in the distance. It sounded just like her friend Snarizard.
But I thought Snarizard was only in the Snowkemon game.
Curious, Pixicato flew towards the sound of her friend to find him fending off a horde of zombies and skeletons and spiders.
Snarizard!
The giant dragon was covered in glittering diamond armor and wielding a staff with a brilliant green emerald at the end. All the other creatures seemed to bounce off of Snarizard's armor, and everywhere he pointed that staff, bloop, skeletons disappeared. Rolling rocks pushed aside zombies, and
bloop,
holes appeared under spiders, and they zipped down and away on their spider webs.
Snarizard, is that you?
Snar?
The giant ice dragon turned its head and looked at her, then pressed a button on its belt. Boop-boop. All the zombies and skeletons and spiders suddenly froze.
Snarizard?
Yeah, it's me, Pixicato. I'm so happy to see you, but are you trapped here too?
Snar, snar, snar.
I don't know what adventure mode is. That means you can just do whatever you want?
Snarizard shook his hand a little.
Izzard?
Oh, so you crafted this whole area? Well, listen, I need to make a wand or maybe like a magic staff like the one you have. Otherwise, I'll never get home.
Snarizard held out the giant emerald staff for her to take.
Oh, thank you so much.
But when she tried to grab it out of his hand, it disappeared. No matter how hard he tried, there was nothing Snarizard could give to his friend. So instead, he decided to teach Pixicato. They spent a whole day learning to craft together.
Snar.
They went to desert lands, and forest lands, and dungeons, and fiery lands. She had leather armor, then stone armor, then steel armor, then gold armor. They built a hut, then a house, then a castle, then a car.
Wait, not a car. Can you do that in Minecraft? Well, let's say maybe a wagon.
And finally, she was climbing up Snarizard's neck with a big stone block to put in place at the top of a giant portal.
Snarizard! Zard! Zard is Snar.
I know. I have to do this part alone.
Snarizard pressed the button on his belt one last time and disappeared.
Thanks, Snarizard!
She'd built a fine Minecraft wand, but it was still missing the emerald.
Okay, the Wend Dragon has the emerald, and that's my ticket home.
She stepped through the portal and ended up in a wide open world,
so vast and empty.
Like a desert so dry it was almost white. And coming through that desert straight towards her was a long black figure.
I'm Wenderman, but where are my awesome powers?
And Wenderman picked up a block of that whitish sand.
Behold!
Oh, hi, Wenderman. Snarizard didn't mention you. You're not the Wend Dragon, are you?
No, but I can do something even the Wend Dragon can't. Look at me! I'm holding a block!
I'm sorry, is that a good thing?
No other monsters can hold blocks, so yeah, I think so.
Oh, good for you. Hey, which way is the Wend Dragon?
You're not ready to face the Wend Dragon. Come face me!
No, I need an emerald to power my wand from the Wend Dragon, so if you could just tell me which way he is.
Fine, he's that way.
Wenderman dropped the white block back into the ground and pointed to his right. Pixicato walked through the white desert towards a looming black tower. But as she got closer, she realized it was no tower. It was the Wendragon.
How long have you played?
Asked the Wendragon.
It's getting close to 3 days, so I really have to get back as soon as possible.
3 days, said the Wendragon. That's only 1 hour in the real world. I'm afraid you'll have to play much, much longer if you want my emerald.
What?
Asked Pixicato.
I don't want to play anymore.
But didn't you have fun?
The shadowy dragon unfurled her wings and darkness fell over Pixicato.
Yeah, I had fun, but I owe my parents some quality time.
I thought the game was a gift to you. How can they give you a gift and ask you not to play it?
Hang on, I thought we were gonna, like, battle or something.
Oh, I don't think you've played long enough to be ready to battle me. You should go back and play some more.
No,
said Pixicato.
In fact,
if you don't give me the emerald, I will never play this game again. But you must play the game. You want to play it all the time.
Not really. I want to play it every now and then. And also play with my friends. And also my mom's.
You casual gamers are no fun.
And just like that, the Wendragon disappeared.
Just remember, when you come back, you owe me a battle.
Maybe someday, Wendragon. But right now, I gotta get back to What If World.
A tiny little emerald was left in the white sand, just big enough to power the wand for one spell.
She grabbed the emerald, rushed back to the portal, and all the way back to that chicken again, where the little silver screen seemed to be getting smaller and smaller. Oh no, my spell's wearing off in What If World. I might get trapped in here forever.
She put the emerald in her Mindcraft wand and...
TV, me, and Mindcraft make 3!
Green light shot out from her to the wand, to the screen, and back again. And she jumped through the tiny little screen just as it was about to wink out of existence forever. She reappeared back in her living room, back in her real body, with her real wand in her hand. Just as Fairylise and Sprite O'Right walked back into the living room.
Mom!
She flew into her mother's arms and gave them both a big hug.
Oh, Pixicato, I guess you're finally ready to spend some time with us.
You'll never believe what just happened. I was stuck inside a video game for 3 days and...
Pixicato, sweetie, I thought we weren't gonna mention that to your mom.
Interrupted Sprite O'Right.
Stuck inside a what game, you say?
Asked Fairylise.
I mean, well, I guess I'm gonna be grounded from video games for a couple weeks, huh?
I guess so, Pixicato. But I appreciate your honesty. So maybe just... 1 week.
And Fairylise held out her hand. Pixicato happily gave the Mindcraft disc to her mom.
Hey, well, it seems whatever I did worked,
said Sprite O'Right. But then she got a withering glance from Fairylise.
Although I guess I should have probably talked to your mom about it first. Hey, if you two are gonna spend some quality time together, maybe I should play that video game for a little bit. I heard it was really cool.
Fairylise sighed.
Sometimes I wish I could ground Grona.
Well, you can't. Okay, see ya! Blah-blah-blah.
And Sprite O'Right cast a spell on herself and teleported far, far away.
So, Mom, what do you feel like doing?
Asked Pixicato.
Oh, Pixie. I don't think you've ever asked me that. Well, I just learned this new magic that allows me to build blocks into things. It's a little confusing at first, but... Follow my lead and I'll teach you how to play.
Don't worry, Mom. I think I'll get the hang of it.
The end. All right, Ellie. I hope you enjoyed your story as much as I enjoyed learning about Minecraft.
Want it? I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my awesome editor and producer. Craig Martinson, who made my favorite theme song. Jason O'Keefe, who gave us our new thumbnail art. It's just the coolest. And all of you gamers at home who unplug every now and then to spend time with your friends and family. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is made possible by Hoffman Academy. Online piano lessons for kids. Learn more at hoffmanacademy.com.